Bhagavad Lila, 10th Canto, Chapter 68, The Marriage of Sumba. Duryodhan had a daughter named Lakshmana, who was a very highly qualified girl, desired by many princes. Sumba, the son of Krishna and Jambavati, came to Lakshmana's Swayamvara, and he wanted very much to marry her, although she did not want him. So Sumba kidnapped her, and all the other elite Kurus, headed by Dhritarashtra and Bhishma, considered that a great insult to their family. They said, "This ill-behaved boy has offended us, forcefully kidnapping our unmarried daughter against her will. We should arrest him, but do not kill him, for after all..." After being touched by him, Lakshmana cannot marry anyone else. "What can these Rishnis do to us to retaliate? They are subordinate rulers of land granted by us, and are less powerful. If they dare to fight, we shall teach them a lesson." 6 great warriors went to capture Sumba: Karna, Shalya, Bhishma, Bhurishrava, Yajnaketu, and Duryodhan. Sumba was a Maharata, a very great fighter, so he stood firm in the advance of the Kuru warriors. He proceeded to afflict his opponents so severely with his arrows that they could not help but admit, "This boy is wonderful." Still, the 6 Kuru warriors were soon able to capture Sumba, killing his 4 horses, and they broke his bowstring so he couldn't continue fighting. Although it was improper to fight 6 against 1, the Kurus tied up Sumba with great difficulty. After taking away Lakshmana, they entered Hastinapura triumphantly along with their captive. Narada Muni carried this news to the Yadus, who became very angry at how Sumba had been improperly arrested by 6 warriors. The urging of King Ugrasena, they quickly prepared for war against the Kurus. Balaram did not like the idea of the 2 dynasties fighting. After pacifying other Yadus, who had already put on their armor, Balaram set out for Hastinapur on a chariot, hoping he could persuade the Kurus to release Sumba and his wife, Lakshmana. Being accompanied by some Brahmanas and family elders, Balaram shone in their midst like the moon surrounded by all the planets. Balaram set up his camp out in the outskirts of Hastinapur and sent Uddhava to meet the Kuru leaders. Uddhava offered respects to Dhritarashtra, Bhishma, Drona, Duryodhan, and others, and everyone was overjoyed that their well-wishing friend Balaram had arrived. Taking auspicious paraphernalia, they received their guest, knowing him to be God. The Kuru leaders worshipped him and bowed down, touching their heads to the ground. After inquiring about each other's welfare, Balaram addressed them in a commanding voice, "I have come here on behalf of King Ugrasena. Although by irreligious means you defeated Sumba, I am remaining tolerant for the sake of peace among our families. Now release him so that peace can be maintained." The Kurus replied with great anger and astonishment, "The force of time is certainly insurmountable, for your words are clearly influenced by the dawning of the age of Kali. Do the shoes now want to climb up to where the crown is worn?" In other words, he's implying that the Yadus are the shoes and they, the Kurus, are the crown. "Being bound to us by ties of marriage, we honored the Yadus as being on the same exalted royal platform. But now they want to take undue advantage of such privileges? Only because we looked the other way could they enjoy the pair of chamaras, conch shell, white umbrella, throne, and royal bed. But no longer should the Yadus be allowed to use these royal symbols, for this has increased their false prestige, just as feeding milk to a snake increases its venom. Although they prospered by our grace, having lost all shame, they now dare to try to command us, Kurus. Arrogant and proud of their high birth and opulence, after speaking so rudely, the Kurus turned their backs on Balaram and entered Hastinapur. Balaram patiently heard their insults, but inside he was burning with rage, thinking how to retaliate. While laughing loudly, he declared, "It is clear that when one becomes intoxicated with pride, he no longer values peace. It is useless to give good instruction to such persons. Better to teach them good manners by means of punishment, as animals are controlled by a stick." Krishna sits within the Sudharma assembly house, and he forcibly took the Parijat tree from heaven. Is Krishna not fit to sit upon the royal throne? The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, worships Krishna's lotus feet, and so do all the demigods headed by Shiva and Brahma. Does Krishna not deserve the paraphernalia of a mortal king? Just see how these puffed-up Kurus are intoxicated by their so-called opulence, just like drunken men. What actual ruler with the power to command would tolerate their nasty words? Today I shall rid the earth of the Kauravas. Balaram took up his haladar, his plow, and stood up as if ready to burn the whole creation to ashes. And taking his plow, Balaram dug it into the ground and began dragging the entire city of Hastinapur toward the Ganga. The whole city shook as if there was a great earthquake. The Kauravas quickly came to their senses. Seeing Hastinapur about to be destroyed and submerged in the Ganga, Kauravas placed Samba and Lakshmana in front and along with their families approached Balaram for shelter. Their hands joined in prayer, the Kauravas said, "O Ram, you are the very foundation of everything. Please excuse our offense, for we were ignorant and misguided. Your anger is meant for instructing everyone. It is not a manifestation of hatred or envy. We bow down to you, O creator of this universe. Offering our obeisances, we take shelter of you." His heart softening, Balaram became pacified and showed his mercy toward the Kauravas, removing their fear. Fighting like this was common at the time of Kshatriya marriages, and the Kurus were actually pleased to see that the Yadava prince, Samba, was such a suitable match for their daughter, Lakshmana. It was only to test Samba's prowess that they fought with him while disregarding ethical conduct, and only superficially did they become angry when Balaram asked for his release, for they desired to witness the Lord's inconceivable potency. Thus the whole matter was happily settled, and the marriage of Samba and Lakshmana was conducted with great pomp. Being very affectionate toward his daughter Lakshmana, Suryodhan gave a large dowry in charity to Samba, 1,260-year-old elephants, 120,000 horses, 6,000 golden chariots, and 1,000 maidservants, decorated with valuable jewelry. Balaram accepted all these gifts on behalf of the Yadavas, or Yadus, and returned to Dwarka. After arriving in Dwarka, Balaram met Krishna and all his relatives and related to everyone all the wonderful pastimes that had just taken place in Hastinapur.